Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's in his 22nd year with us. How about that, folks? We got him right out of high school. Author of all the books that you need to know about regarding profit, Instant Profits, Creative Approaches to Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. He is our profit pro. He is the profit pro. And he also is a SCORE volunteer extraordinaire without peer on the planet. And as I say, he's been supporting us, and he's been good to us for a long time. One of the smartest guys I know, Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be here. I love your upbeat attitude and your approach toward helping the world be better along with you. So,
you're my partner in that, and I appreciate it very much. Hey, Steve, one of the things that has been so interesting, the research to learn about in the last decade or so, has been this engagement research that we've heard a lot about. And what we're finding is, and I'll put it in big boxes. I'll put it in I know we're going to talk about quadrants in a minute. I'm going to talk about I don't know what's the three triangles. What's the three quadrant term? I don't know what that is, but it's 1/3 of your people are engaged. 1/3 of your people are not engaged. And 1/3 of your people are actually working against you, something like that. So 2/3 of your people, the research has shown, there's a good chance that 2/3 of your people are not, you know, not pulling in not 100% effective. They're either not engaged or they're hurting you. Only 1/3 are helping you. And if you apply what you call the what we're going to talk about today, the quadrants of attitude, if you apply that, I see the connection between those two. You could use this quadrant approach to maybe identifying why engagement is the way it is. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And it really, I tend to simplify it with the four-box matrix, the four quadrants you're talking about. And it's made up of two scales. One, what's your attitude? Are you positive or are you negative? And we know what that means when we see it. And then it's how you approach the world, whether you're active or passive. And that, mm-hmm. that maps out four quadrants. And you're right. There are people who fall in segments, and mm-hmm. they have an impact not only on entrepreneurship but on business and life as well.
So, folks, if you want to follow along with us here, this is really not that – it's not complicated. If you draw a cross and put arrows on either end of the line, of the four lines, and above the horizontal line is positive, below it is negative, to the right of the vertical line is active, and to the left is passive. And so then what you've created is four quadrants. And so you've got positive active and positive passive. And you got negative active and negative positive. And so those are four attitudes, four states of being, so to speak, Steve, where and all of us pretty much fit in one of those quadrants. We sort of reside, for the most part, in one of those quadrants, don't we?
Yes, we do. It may change on the day or the time of and what's going on
right.
around us. But
right.
if you look at the people you want to be around, and if you look at the people who are successful, they're going to be positively active or actively positive.
mm-hmm.
And that's where entrepreneurship, leadership, progress, and our profits lie.
Right.
With the people who are actively positive
they're active and they're positive. Their positivity, their attitude is positive, and their behavior is performance.
Yes.
Is not just performance, but pushing the envelope performance. Not just doing their job, but what's next? What do you mean we can't do that? That kind of attitude, right?
That's right. Yeah, and it's not only in business, it's in life in general. It's relationships.
That's exactly right.
And how we relate to everybody. Right. It's our place in society.
This is where entrepreneurs reside. Many people ask why. Entrepreneurs ask why not. And we're going to take a quick break.
You got it.
Right back with our good friend Steve Martin and talk some more about the four quadrants of attitude. And you'll see yourself and your people as we discuss this with Steve Martin. Tony Tail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.